My guest today is Kevin Remde. Kevin, how are you?
I'm good. Good to see you, Dave.
I already know the answer to this question, but what do you do?
What is it you do here?
What is it you say you do?
I am a technical evangelist like you. However, I focus more on the IT pro community. So
cool.
Anything having to do with servers, networking, desktops, security, a lot on the cloud, of course. Much more and more in the open source communities as well.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that an IT organization or an IT professional will care about, those are the topics that I cover.
We should talk about security because I like terrifying people.
Security is always terrifying. Yeah, it's the number one thing that keeps people up at night in the IT world, certainly. You're managing information for a business. You need to know that that business's information is being managed securely, that they know where it is at all times, that it's not getting into the wrong hands, whether it's customer information, confidential information, proprietary information, company secrets. These are all things that we need to protect.
You were telling me that there's a lot of enterprises that are using Windows 10.
Windows 10?
There's some security features in Windows 10 that can help them.
Some security features in Windows 10 that are definitely going to help people. A number of things that are already in Windows 10 that help secure the desktop, so or laptop, whatever you're running it on.
Mm-hmm.
There's some of the core functionality in the operating system to protect credentials, for example. I don't have the ability to use a hacker tool that is freely available and anybody can run it to be able to see what credentials are in memory and use those credentials, that ticket, to get access to another machine and then do the same process over again and kind of pass the hash to multiple machines and essentially own a network eventually. You can't do that in Windows 10. So that's just one of many.
Is that because Windows 10 does not store credentials in memory?
It's because it stores credentials in memory in essentially a virtual machine. So it's partitioned off.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So there's a special process whereby the operating system or whatever process is trying to get access can verify credentials, but it doesn't sit in memory that can be accessible to just anybody.
So this is a good example of something that just by using Windows 10, are more secure than, say, with Windows 9, which didn't exist.
Yeah, Windows 9. Much more secure than Windows 9. I can tell you that 100% for sure.
But then Windows 8 or Windows 7, for example.
Yeah,
but they've just upgraded.
And Windows 8, they improve things, but basically just shortened the timeout on the lifetime of that credential. And that was better, but it was not perfect. In Windows 10, it's really good.
Okay. And then some of these things, let's start with the things that are just built in. Upgrade to Windows 10, and out of the box, you automatically always get this.
Yeah, that was one example. Another thing that I'm really excited about, and this is one that's not in Windows 10 currently, it's coming very soon, it's in the Insider Previews, and this is something called Enterprise Data Protection.
Hmm.
Now, again, kind of getting back to the discussion around keeping information secure, right? An IT organization needs to know that the applications they are providing to their customers, essentially, the people that they support, the business they support, those applications are being run by employees, they're being run securely, the application data that's being managed is in their hands and in their domain and not getting out into the wrong hands,
okay.
And it can't be passed on. And so you, what IT really wants is a good mechanism to control that. I want to know that whether it's and this is something that we've been doing fine for a lot of years, but it's only on company-owned devices. For many, many years, companies would provide a device to an employee. That device would be domain-joined. We'd be able to apply policy to it. We assign mm-hmm. applications to it. You had a lot of technology that could support that kind of protection of the applications and the data for just those company applications on the company-owned device. But more and more, people are bringing their own device. They're using their own choice of tablet or phone or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And companies still want to allow them to be productive because that's what people want to do. They want to use their own choice of a device.
Sure. There's always a balance between being super productive versus being super secure.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're in conflict.
Pick which one you want. Well, fortunately, tools like Enterprise Data Protection and mobility management, being able to manage mobile devices in a secure way, kind of like group policy in the sense that you're applying policies to a device.
Okay.
And for example, Intune and others, Microsoft Intune is our solution for a cloud-based mobile device management solution.
Hmm.
I can publish applications into Intune that my employees can download and install, even on their own devices. Now, to do it on their own personal device, they have to agree.
That's my driver.
Yeah. You're late. To do it on their own devices, they have to agree to some policy because, you're now going to be giving up some rights on that device. So your company might have a policy that says if you're using this machine for work, then it has to lock after a certain amount of inactivity. If it is locked, it has to be unlocked with a password, things like that. And those are reasonable, and a lot of people will agree to those. It's like, yes, that's good. I can still now do my work.
Yeah.
Well, then it gets down to the application and the data that is being used. So I install a managed application, that's what we call it, the company has made available to me. Let's say it's Microsoft Word, as a simple example.
Mm-hmm.
And I install Word, and I use Word, and I'm using Word to edit company information. I'm pulling documents from the company SharePoint site or mm-hmm. from the local file shares or wherever it is, because I have agreed to some amount of policy, and also I have using a managed application. Now, I'm using this Word document that happens to have customer information in it, or maybe not, but it's protected by the company. Let's say I first of all save it to my hard disk.
Right.
Well, it's on my hard disk, but it's encrypted.
Okay.
By default, it's encrypted because it's company-managed information. Mm. You can actually see that in the File Explorer. You actually see that the file name is actually listed in green and shows that it's been encrypted. Mm. Even though I have other other documents, my recipe, whatever, for chocolate chip cookies is not encrypted, and it's personal.
I'd love to get that, by the way.
Oh, you got it. It's on the back of every Toolhouse morsel bag. Anyway, so you can actually manage side-by-side company information as well as personal information.
Ah, okay.
Now think about this. If I take that document and try to share it with someone else, I try to
like
send it.
Email it to
email to someone. The system says, no, you can't do that.
It won't even allow you to email it?
Well,
you
have some flexibility. As an IT organization, you can decide, okay, do I want to absolutely block it? Mm. Do I want to maybe allow them to override it? And just give them a warning saying, hey, this is something that is outside of policy. Are you sure you want to do this? And you can do it. You can turn it on to audit. Just what's happening. So someone did this.
Allow it, but let me know when they do it.
Yeah, let me know. Yeah.
I see.
And so you can kind of ease your way into this and apply different policies as they make sense for different applications, different types of data. But the idea is that information can't be shared via email. I can't open the document in Word, copy some text to the clipboard, and paste it into Twitter. Because it'll actually warn you. It'll actually say, no, that's information in the clipboard that is managed information. You can't do that.
So the clipboard knows about this.
Yes, clipboard knows about it. Drag and drop knows about it.
Okay.
The files that are on your file system are automatically encrypted. And this is the big, huge benefit of this, is if that employee leaves the company, well, they're just simply giving that tablet to their daughter or something.
Right.
They unenroll that device. The company information is removed. It's unavailable. That encryption is still there, but of course, the user's not. Doesn't have any rights to that file, so that file is useless. Same thing with those applications.
Or companies, people lose their laptops all the time. That can be a really expensive problem for
And at that
companies.
Point, then, yes, IT or even the individual user from another machine can actually go into the portal and selectively wipe that device. Either wipe just the company information and unenroll it, or even, I guess in the case of it had to be a company-managed device, but you could actually even wipe the entire device for devices that support that.
I see.
And another huge benefit of this mechanism is that it's supported by standards. So it's not just Intune, but other products for mobile device management can take advantage of this. It will be coming to Windows 10, as I mentioned. It's already in some other platforms. So in iOS, for example, on an iPad, I can actually apply these rules right now. And the same tooling, same way I can publish applications. Oh, this is the iPad version of Word. It's a managed application. I'll install it, and in the same way can manage that flow of traffic. Between denial of a flow of traffic between managed applications and personal or non-managed applications.
This is fascinating stuff. Are you writing about this?
I write about it. I have a blog called Full of IT.
Full of it?
Full of IT.
That's what I said.
Yes, exactly. if you search for Full of IT, maybe you shouldn't search for Full of IT. Let's see. Why don't you search for aka.ms/Full of IT.
That'll
bring you right to my blog. Or TechNet's, the TechNet blogs. You can find me there. And I'm also on Facebook. On Facebook, I have a page called Kevin Remdy is Full of IT. So that's another way I
True words were never spoken.
Cross-promote there, as well as on LinkedIn and Twitter. You can find me there. Kevin Remdy is my Twitter handle.
And you're speaking a lot. Where are you speaking next?
Next, I'm actually Help Desk Institute has a chapter in Minneapolis, and they're doing a conference next week, and I'll be speaking on Windows 10. I'll be speaking about a lot of the stuff there as well.
Outstanding.
Should be showing a pretty good demo of enterprise data protection in action.
Kevin, thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Thanks, Dave. Well, can I do it in something that my friends might not recognize? Some kind of a, I don't know, robot technology kind of a thing?
Yeah, you can do it.